this is Chip Brim, and this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message series entitled Holiness. As you listen to these teachings, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power, and become holy as He is holy. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
And the angel of the Lord charged Joshua, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts. Here's the charge to the new high priest. If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, Israel, and shall keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Now that word places in my Bible has a little number by it. It says walks, to walk among these that stand by. And this is what the Lord said to me that week as I was studying this passage, and then Brother Halverson called me. Joshua the high priest was being charged by Jehovah. It was a heavenly scene. He had somehow lifted him up there. And he said, I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to give you these clothes to wear. I'm going to ordain you. And if you'll obey me, I'll let you judge my people, Israel, and I will also give you walks to walk among those that stand by. The walks to walk, I believe here, are heavenly walks. I believe that Joshua the high priest, under the power of God, if he'll obey God as the leader of Israel and the high priest of Israel, he'll from time to time in the spirit walk in the place of the living creatures, walk in the place of those who stand before the throne of God. And I said to Brother Halverson that week, I believe this is what happened to you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now turn to Ephesians. Ephesians 1. This is such a marvelous scripture, and I believe we're going to get it. Ephesians is the book of the church. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. How many were glad to find out you were blessed? And we quoted that verse over and over, but there's not a period there. It goes on. Why are we so blessed? Why did He give us all blessings in the heavenlies? Blessed be, we'll start with verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ, according. He blessed us, the church, according to something. His plan. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him. Our place is before Him. That's the place of the church. He has blessed us with every blessing because He has chosen us to be before Him. Without an Eastern mind, you lose that. In the Hebrew, the word before, and I know this is Greek, but it's like this in the Eastern religions. Those words beside me, they use aliad, at my hand. They always use something about the human body. Before you is in your face. The word for face is pane, and the word for before is lifne, to the face. So He says, I bless the church with every spiritual blessing because it's my plan before the foundation of the world to wash them in the blood of Jesus and to stand them before me. The church is one who stands before God, even now and for eternity future. Sometimes that's hard for people to understand. They want us to do lesser things in eternity future, but you're going to be one of the glorified ones working from the face of God. Now turn back to Abraham. Not the book, but where he is, Genesis. Genesis 18. Hallelujah. Glory. Now remember, Jesse prayed and the Lord said to us, this creature is here because before the destruction in Sodom and Gomorrah, some came down from standing before God to see how it was down here, if the evil was proceeding, was like it seemed to be coming into God. And He said, this creature has been sent to see if the glory that's coming up from the church is as it seems to be, and if that glory, if you're going to take the next step. What next step? Well, the next step in glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now let's go back and read this about Abraham. Abraham was sitting out by the plains of Mamre one day, chapter 18, verse 1. And Jehovah appeared to him in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. And he said, My Lord, if now I found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. And Abraham, they sat down there. These are visitors from heaven. And Abraham went to Sarah and told her to make a fine cake, and he went and got one of the best calves and butchered it. And it's interesting, even they ate those things from heaven. Verse 8, he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. This is the first reference we have that Sarah had heard about it. Abraham already had heard about it, but we don't know that she heard about it until right now. So the first thing these visitors from heaven did, God is working to restore glory in the earth. It says in the seventh chapter of Acts, the God of glory appeared to Abraham. The God of glory is going to bring back glory to fill this earth, and he's going to take those creatures who fell from the glory and fill them again with his glory. Bring them right back up in his presence, in the presence of his glory. And so he speaks to Abraham about the plan for the covenant people, and Sarah hears it. And then, verse 17. My page turned. Hallelujah. And now verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, now here's what God referred Jesse to. I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. God had sent them down to check these angels if that evil was proceeding up to him was as it seemed to be, which required a judgment. It was so bad. But it said Abraham, verse 22, stood yet before Jehovah. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Abraham is interceding before God. He's standing before him for Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, Lord, are you going to destroy it? What if you find 50 righteous men in there? Are you going to destroy it and have the righteous die with the wicked? He said, that's far from you. Then he said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said in verse 26, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, I'll spare the place for their sakes. And then Abraham kept before the Lord, and he went down to 45, and he went down to 40. And he went on down until he got down to 10, verse 32. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found. I think he thought, surely 10 righteous are there. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. And then the story goes on to say that they went down to Sodom. They found it was very wicked. And Lot's wife was, but God did rescue Lot and his wife and their family. And then it came on down to verse 27. And Abraham got up early in the morning
This is when the morning when Sodom and Gomorrah is going to be destroyed. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And we see in verse 26, but his wife, Lot's wife, looked back from that place. I heard Billy Graham preach this week, and he used for his text. Did anybody hear it? Oh, it was wonderful. I loved it. And he spoke, of course, now he's speaking to the lost. And he used for the text. He said, I'm going to give you my text. It's the second shortest verse in the Bible. Remember Lot's wife. And he said, why did God say that? And he talked to this generation. He told this generation of which you and I are here. He said, men, leaders in this earth are calling me. Scholars, government leaders, and they're saying, is it over? Is the end of this world coming? And so he quoted from the Bible, and he talked about Lot's wife and how she was a part of that Canaanite society that was so wicked. And God told her, don't look back, but she looked back. And he told them, he spoke about Oklahoma City and how the heart of our nation was ripped out. And he spoke about these times and he said, judgment is coming. People don't like to hear it, but judgment's coming. And he told them, God loves you and God will make a way of escape. There were so many people, they couldn't even handle the altar call the way they normally do. So many people coming to God. We are at an hour. I'm glad that we have finally admitted which hour we are at. It seemed like for a long time many would not exactly realize where we are, but I say to you that this is what the Lord said to me this morning. You've been visited. Abraham was visited. We were visited. We who sit in this room, along with many others, were visited by some who stood before God. But we are also those designed to stand before God. We shall stand before God through eternity, and we shall stand before God now. What did Abraham do? He took his place to intercede. He took his place to pray for those who were knowing judgment. And I believe, and also when those angels came, they gave Abraham his plan and Sarah the plan. You're going to have a child. And so I believe that this morning and this week, we should and we will, under the guidance of God, we'll see how to take the next step. In the morning's times, we're going to give ourselves to prayer. We're going to give ourselves, I'm going to share some things with you about prayer and how you pray in this hour. And we'll talk about that and we will pray. And in the evening times, God's plan for the church now is to demonstrate His glory and demonstrate His power.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. To order these teachings in their entirety or learn more about Billy Graham Ministries, please log on to www.billybrim.org. That's www.billybrim.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.